Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it. Thank you all for joining the very first episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. I'm your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter. Now, for those of you who don't know me, let me just briefly introduce myself. I am an educator with over 20 years of experience in professional development training. I am a motivational speaker, and I have actually authored a few books. I have a bachelor's degree in public administration from Shaw University. Go HBCU. I hold a master of education degree in the field of training and development from North Carolina State University. I am an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I am extremely passionate about learning and helping others grow and learn as well. Now, doing this introductory video, I want to answer three questions. I want to answer the why, the what, and the when. Why did you decide to do this? Question number one. Think about it for a second. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what's my purpose? I can't tell you the number of people that I have spoken to that have had that thought, have asked that question, or are on that journey right now of trying to find out what their purpose is. I believe we all have had that thought at some point or asked ourselves the questions. I know I have. You probably have too, I'm sure. Or have you ever said to yourself, there has got to be more to life than this? So whatever is following the this, there's got to be more to it. If you've asked yourself any of those questions or said that to yourself, then I'm talking to you. And I'm glad that you are going to be joining me on these episodes because we have a lot to share. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discover. When I say making life happen, what does that mean? Well, a little bit about how it came to be was I had the thought one day. Oftentimes we get caught up in the routine of life. And in my search for there's got to be more to life than this, I found myself in a mundane routine of life. And I said to myself, there is no way that I was put on this earth or was born into this pocket of time just to exist. I know better. There's got to be more to what I'm doing or more out there. And I would ask myself that question over and over in every area of my life. Physically, there's got to be more. Mentally, there's got to be more. And spiritually, oh my goodness, there has to be more than getting up, getting dressed, going to the church every Sunday, doing the same thing over and over and over again. There's got to be more to life than this. And so I found myself on a discovery, and I'm thinking that's not going to come and knock on my door. If I'm going to live the abundant life that was promised to me, then I'm going to have to get up and make something happen. That's what I mean by making life happen. Now, understand that my idea of making life happen is so different from your idea of making life happen, because what makes me happy does not necessarily make you happy. The things that you like to do does not mean that I necessarily like to do it or the next person likes to do it. So every one of us, just like our fingerprint, are so different. We each have our own passions and our things that we like to do. So whatever it is that makes your life happen, you need to do that. Discover that. Whatever makes my life happen, I'm going to do that. But regardless, we need to make something happen. We can't just sit around and wait on it to come to us. We have to go and make it happen. Now, for me, I am one who gets bored extremely easy. Some people are okay with the routine, and that's absolutely fine. It takes all type. I am, of course, a type A. I hate semicolons. I hate commas. I like periods. And once I reach a period, I'm done with it. I want to move on to something else. I love the art of discovery. I hate doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I want to do something new and different. Now, because I didn't know, I thought there was something wrong with me. I thought I was just scattered. I'm just, you know, I was told you're just over the top. You're too much. You just need to just calm down. Well, found out that that's just a part of who I am. That's just a part of my makeup. That's just a part of my personality. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with you. If you find that you're bored and you like to do different things and you're just not satisfied with the way things are, you're not satisfied with the status quo, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just one of those type A type people who love the art of discovery. I like doing different things, being exposed to something new and different on a regular basis. You know, and that may not be your story again, and that's perfectly fine. But I believe that for many of you, you know what I'm talking about. I love meeting new people. I love to travel. I love to go to different parts of the world. I love spending time at the beach. I love the beach. That is one of my greatest pleasures. And because of my relationship with God and His Word, I absolutely love the supernatural realm. I love being exposed to spiritual things and all the infinite possibilities beyond the regular routines of what we call the church. There's a great big world out there. There's a universe. And when we think about God, He is infinite. He is so phenomenal. If He created the worlds, not the world, but the worlds and the universes, can you imagine? And I just could not settle or be satisfied with an everyday mundane life. So that's what I mean by making life happen. So whatever that looks like to you, that's what it looks like to you. It may be something totally different to me. Now, by the way, you're going to hear me talk a lot about my experiences with God because He has been my greatest ally. He has been my greatest advocate, inspiration, motivational coach, and teacher. Now, my relationship with Him is the reason why I'm inspired to do what I do. He really is. It gives me such great pleasure, to be able to share my knowledge, to be able to share the things that I've learned and experienced over the years. And it's been quite a bit. It is really my hope that you take whatever you need to from my playbook and use it to your benefit. Apply it to your life in whatever way you see fit. Now, here's a fun fact. I don't know why, but when I was young, I was very young. It was two things I told God I didn't want to do. Never, ever wanted to do. I never wanted to be a teacher or a social worker. Now, why those two things? I don't know. In my mind, when I saw a teacher, it was the woman sitting behind the desk like Charlie Brown with that big apple sitting on her desk and a stack of books and a bunch of bratty kids. I never wanted to be a teacher. And I can't remember why I said I didn't want to be a social worker. Probably some show that I saw. But God has a sense of humor, you all. He absolutely has a sense of humor. I ended up working for a period of time as a workforce development trainer within the Department of Social Services. He is hilarious. Now, you probably heard it said. If you haven't heard it said, I'm just going to tell you, you want to make God laugh? Tell him what your plans are. Go ahead. Tell him what your plans are. Okay. So these are the type of things I don't mind sharing with you all. I'm an open book. And one of the things I promise you is that I'm always going to be transparent as much as I can, as often as I can. I am going to be transparent. But with these, and with that being said, comes some disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. Now, it would be very foolish of me to think that we are going to agree on everything. We're not. We're absolutely not. I don't expect that you take my word for anything, but we can respect each other and agree to disagree, right? If you have any comments or questions, you can, or we can dialogue about it. We really can, because that's what this platform is all about. We're going to dialogue about it respectfully. It is, it never will be. Let me repeat, it is, and it never will be my intentions to offend anyone. However, I will be foolish to think that I'm not going to offend someone. I can guarantee you that someone somewhere will be offended. If and when that happens, my ask is that you respect this platform, respect yourself, respect me, and respect the viewers to refrain from any abusive and malicious commentary. Otherwise, you will be blocked and deleted. Okay? Disclaimer number two. Because I'm going to do my best to remain transparent in sharing my experiences and my life events as case studies, some of these experiences will be based on actual events. As a matter of fact, all of them are going to be based on actual events. With that, that means the names and some of the places are going to remain anonymous. Some of the places probably will, I will use avatars. I will use other names, or they will be omitted altogether. And this is in order to protect the guilty. Disclaimer number three, I don't claim to know everything. I'm not God. I don't know everything. And in that case, I or my guests, if we're unable to provide you with an answer to any of the questions that you might have, what we are going to do, we're going to do our due diligence to research, find the answers, and get back with you with the best information possible. If we can't provide an answer for you, we're going to let you know that. Okay. Here's question number two. What is this podcast all about? Well, the area of focus for this podcast is a broad spectrum. Three-area broad spectrum as it relates to our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. All of these areas play a major role in our overall health, life, and well-being. It is my belief that we need to maintain balance in all these areas. So that's why we want to focus and maintain our focus here. Now, using my training and experience, it is my goal to provide you with assistance in those three areas. So as it relates to the physical well-being, which is the natural part of you, we're going to be talking about professional training and development. Anything that will help you on the job, anything that I can do or use my experience and my educational background to develop you, help you do better on your job, get another job, whatever, resume writing, anything like that. Workforce development, that's included in workforce development training and coaching. This also include life skills training. This will include things like I may be doing some training on time management. In anything like that. I know that I'm going to be doing some book writing workshops and resume writing workshops, things like that. So that falls under the physical well-being, which is the natural part of you. Then we're going to be focusing on the mental and emotional well-being part of you. That includes the mental health coaching and the training to include your practical, it's going to include practical exercises, tools and tips that can be used in your everyday situation. Whether you are like on the job, at home, out with friends, we all need to understand how to maintain mental balance. We also need to understand how to self-care and take care of ourselves. So we're going to bring in subject matter experts to talk about that. I'm going to be sharing some of my experiences and the things that I've learned to do that help me maintain my mental health and help me stay sane in those times of crisis or different things like that. So again, I have a lot of experience I want to share with you and talk to you about. The next area is spiritual growth and development. So in that arena, we're going to be doing spiritual training and development as it relates to your relationship with God. We're going to provide or talk about tools and tips for developing your personal relationship with God. One of the things that I can personally tell you about was years ago, growing up in the church that I grew up in, I never really learned how to pray and learn how to talk to God until later in life, I learned to develop that relationship. Now, I use different tools and techniques to get me more comfortable with praying, get me more comfortable with talking to God, and getting more comfortable with hearing his voice. That allowed me to grow my spiritual gifting. So we're going to be talking a lot about spiritual gifts development. Now, really quickly about spiritual gifting. Every single one of us, we're born with unique spiritual gifts and talents. Yep, you're born with it. Didn't have to ask for it. He just gave them to you, right? Now, I've spent over 20 years learning to understand how mine work and how different ones work because I was intrigued by it. So I would just talk to a lot of people, learn, study, and grow. I studied a lot and I learned how to actively engage. And this allowed me to assist countless individuals. It has allowed me to work with different ministries and their ministerial staff. It has allowed me to help them grow and develop. I can't give anybody a gift. Only thing I can do is help develop what is already in you. And you have it, right? Now, it is my distinct pleasure and my goal because that's one of my passions. That's one of my greatest area of passions is our spiritual gifting, growth, and development. Because it is through your relationship with God that's going to help balance the rest of your life. And it's my pleasure to help you grow in that area. And we're going to use this platform to do that. Now, question number three, which is the final question. When can I expect new episodes? I will periodically be hosting live events where you can join me and my guests. Now, the regular episodes are going to drop every Monday at 7 o'clock, but there will be periodic live events where you can join me and my host real time. This is a great opportunity for you to join and ask questions and come and provide comments and get feedback in real time. So I will let you know when those episodes are going to take place. That way you can put them on your calendar. You won't miss them. And I'll give you plenty of notice. There will be times where I'll be hosting live training events as well. And some of these will be free, of course. But there will also be those that you will have that will require a fee and that you will have to register for beforehand. So please stay tuned and plugged in for those upcoming announcements and because you don't want to miss any of those. And then now, I think I've covered everything. Now that you have an idea of what the podcast, again, this is the inaugural kickoff event. Now that you have an idea of what this podcast is all about and what to expect, let me know. If you have any questions, you can email me at info@trainerv.com. Let me put that up on the screen now. Once you email me, I will do my very best. It's scrolling down at the bottom of your screen. I will do my very best to address them and get back to you as within the next broadcast or two, depending on how many questions that I get. It may take me some time to research or whatever, and I may just be able to get back to you in the next broadcast. But if you have any questions, just let me know. Just drop me an email at info@trainerv.com. Now, the good thing about live events when I host those, you'll be able to get your questions answered in real time. So I'm super excited about that. And now that I've covered everything about the broadcast. And again, if you have any questions, let me know. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me for this inaugural event. I look forward to you joining me on Monday mornings at 7 a.m. for a dose of inspirational motivation. If you happen to miss the broadcast, though, don't worry. You can always catch the replay. I encourage you to invite a friend. We're going to have loads of fun, and I look so forward to meeting you. I look so forward to your feedback. I look forward to just having fun. We're really going to have fun here on this platform. Okay. This is your girl, Trainer V. I will see you next time.